We are learning the Sechus of Abbaso, that's how the Chesman Aleph, we are beginning from the Mishnah, Tzadak Zayin on my base. Talk to the Mishnah. Moiche Yayin Lechaveroi Vehichmetz. Someone sells wine to his friend, and it became Chaymetz. Einoi Chayiv Achriso. The Moiche is not Chayiv to pay for it. It's considered the fault of the Lekech. I won't see anything more exactly why. Vim Yedua Sheyenim Achmetz. If we know, every year, this Moiche's wine becomes chaimetz. So then it must be the meicher's fault because it became chaimetz. When we do shvinya, machmas is a mekach tois. Then it's the meicher's fault. Then it's a mekach tois. Im amalo, but and if the guy spoke out, yayim avusim, that I want yayim avusim, which means could last a while. Kederach, like Rashbam says, shiskayim kederach hamiskayim on top of amar aleph. So avusim could be some of girls with a samach, loshon of sumei, can make people drunk. It lasts a long time. So then the halacha is that, and it says, you have to be able to last, what?
When do you buy it?
He bought it in the winter, end of the winter, he bought it. So that's the last, at least until Shavuot, so that's the last. But after that, already it's normal summer to come chaymetz from the heat of Tammuz. So then the halacha is, he has to give him enough wine to last till Atzeres. If not, he's responsible. He spoke out with Vusim. But Yashon Michelle Shtakad. If he says I'm buying old wine, so it has to be last year's wine. Well, Meyushon, if he says Meyushon, even stronger Lashon of being old, Michelle Gimelshon has to be from 2 years ago. So, for example, if he's standing now in 2024, it has to be from 2022, which is from 2 years ago. When you say Meyushon Gimelshon, it means from 2 years ago. So that's our Mishnah. Mishnah starts off with Halacha that if you sell wine to your friend and the Lekeh comes home and turns to Chaimetz, the Meicher is not Chayav Achrusa. If you know that's a constant problem, a chronic problem with the Meicher's wine, then he's responsible. So you have to exactly qualify and exactly what the case of the Mishnah is. Dr. Gemara, to be a little bit more like this. Om Rav Yosef Rachanina, Lois Shanu, Elabek Ankanim de Lekeh. The whole din of our Mishnah is talking about that the Lekeh transferred the wine to his own jugs. Therefore, the Meicher is not Chayav Bachrusa. Why? Because we say that it was his Kalim that would gyrim this problem. And still in the Sefer, if you dua that the Meicher's wine becomes Chayimitz, then even if you put it into his own Kalim, we say it probably was the Meicher's fault. But Lo Yisharam is talking about Lekach, and therefore it's an Afgemina. That if it's not normal for the Meicher's wine to become Chayimitz, then it's the Lekach's fault. And if it is normal, then it's the Meicher's fault. Avol, Zacharias Chaniba, Kam the Meicher, if it's still in the jugs of the Meicher, of the seller, then in any case, he can give it back. Omalei, Ho Kam Roch, Ho Kan Kanach. Here's your wine, here's your jugs. And therefore, in such a case, he can just return it and can blame it on the Meicher. And Dr. Rashbam says,
How long is this?
Dr. Rashbam, I've got to speak this out. Dr. Rashbam, Afilos Mama Ruba, Rashbam says, you could do that. Even for after a long time. You could give it back. Because it's Vadai, his wine, and his Kalim Agarimit. Dr. Rashbam, why is that? Shbam tells us a Gemara about Mitzia that says, I'm going to mention Rav and Shmuel momentarily. Let's first speak out the Gemara, then if you have any cash afterwards, then we'll handle it. So, it says that even Lizman Meruba, it's a Meicher's fault, and he tells us a Gemara about Mitzia that says, that when you have Chaimitz, that Mikara Chamra, Chamra, the Chala Chala, really, whatever's going to be is ready in the wine. It just takes a while for it to come out, and therefore it's the Meicher's fault. When it's Kakam the Meicher, we blame it on the Meicher. We've nothing else to blame it on besides the Meicher. It must be from the wine. And therefore it's his fault. Freik, the Rashbam, we had a Gemara before. The Rav says, Kol Shloisha Yomim B'shus Meicher. Now, there's a Shmuel over there, and our Gemara stems with Shmuel. But let's say Rav says that the first 3 days is the Meicher's fault. After that, not. So it sounds like it's totally in 3 days. And here, we're saying, by Kakanam de Meicher, it's forever. So the Rashbam has a cash. Rashbam says, there could be Rav Agus on our Gemara, Agus on Reis Rechnina, and he'll explain the Mishnah like this. Either explain the Mishnah, the Mishnah is talking about Kankanam de Lekeach, and therefore, he says, that here our Mishnah is talking about Kankanam de Lekeach, and therefore even Toich Shloisha Enichai Bechusai, that's one way you can learn. And therefore, it's not a kasha. Or, and our Mishnah is talking about after three. And after three, you potter. And that would not stem with Rabbi Yosef Rechanina then. And that would not stem with Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. That's the Rashbam speaks out. So meanwhile, Rabbi Yosef Rechanina's Shita is very simple Shita. He says that once it gets transferred to the Lekeach, Kankanim, So then it's not the Meicher's fault. But in the Meicher's jugs, it's the Meicher's problem. The Meicher might have a. The Meicher, when I sold to you, it was good wine. So you should drink it right away. You should not have waited around. Why do you wait around? The more answer, when the guy bought it, he says, I want to age the wine. I want the wine, aging means I want it for a while to put into my food. I want to use it slowly. So it's going to be in my house for a while. That's what he spoke out. Therefore, since he spoke it out, so therefore, the halacha is, since he said mikvah, that the he'll be chayiv in the achrayis if it's going to condemn the meicher. So afraid the Gemara, why do you have zezan? You make a problem to yourself. You zezan can mikvah, and therefore you say it has to be talking about kakanim of the meicher, right? That's the kanim of the lekeh. Because kanim of the meicher, he'd be responsible. Why do you have zezan lemikvah? Who asked you that? Well, my duch, but the rabbis are going to look for the season of kanim of the lekeh. No lemikvah. Why do you have to zezan the mishnah dafka in the jugs of lekeh, and therefore it's his fault? And you said lemikvah, look on kanim of the meicher. Zezan the kanim of the meicher. And you didn't say lemikvah. And then, you didn't say lemikvah, so then, he's not chayav chiyush. He said he should have drank it right away. What are you making a kimt in the Mishnah? He spoke out lemikvah. What do you have to say that? Why do you have to say something lemikvah? Because it says in our Mishnah, according to Rishon, dafka by kam lekev. Kam the meicher, meicher's at fault. So the Gemara's question is, why is he at fault? Say, I didn't ask you to be masha. So it said, here's to say lemikvah.
That's in the kam the meicher by lemikvah.
What?
And this.
Right.
What's our Mishnah
talking about? I have a great answer. Our Mishnah, no, very important. I have a very simple answer. Means across the board. Oh, it's best way to learn the Mishnah. I'll say, who's jog? Everyone's jogging. Anything wrong with that? No. Not Chayav Rechusa. Say if it's the Lekech, it's the Lekech's fault. Say if it's the Moicher, the Chayav should drink it right away. Dr. Rav Yisrael, no, you can't say the Mishnah like that. Why? Because it's Sela Mikvah. Who said it's Sela Mikvah? Don't say Sela Mikvah, then everything, the Mishnah is perfect.
If it's the Kanam Lekech, why? If it's the Kanam Lekech,
yeah.
It's his fault then.
It is his fault. It says Enechayim Chavir. It's always Lekech's fault in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a Meicher Yayin Lechaveri, Enechayim Chavir. It's always Lekech's fault. So a great Eitzah. You don't have to make a person Mishnah, it's nothing. It's always Enechayim Chavir. Always. Saif's the Meicher's jug, Saif's the Kech's jug, is always Chayav Chusa. But you can't say it, you know why? Because you sell the mikveh, and therefore it's the Meicher's fault if it's the Meicher's jugs. Don't sell the mikveh, and then you have no problems. That's the kasha. My duchke, what was pushing Rav Yitzchak to look for him? He says, Meicher can't look at the Kech, or don't the mikveh, look at Karen the Meicher, even Karen the Meicher, look at the mikveh, you didn't sell the mikveh. Amarava, Mastisim Kashisi, the Ketane, it says, Im Yedua, Shiene Machmetz, Areza Meicher Toitz. The Mishnah says that if you know, it's known that this lekech's wine turns into chaymetz, that's mechatayis. So there, also, am I, lay malay, lo yibay lechashuye. Pashup shal Mishnah, let him say that I don't want you to wait. Elav shmamino don't want the mikvah. Must be yisel le mikvah. And therefore, in the second case, yichay. So shmamino, once they're talking about mikvah, so then in the resha, so why is he not chayiv? It must be talking about a kind of the lekech. That's what's going on here. The second case of the Mishnah is obviously talking about the mikvah, because it says he's chayiv, it's a mikvah tarts. Why do you keep it around? Teretz says we sell a mikvah. We sell a mikvah, what's found in the Reisha? Why in the Reisha is the Meicher not chayiv? Teretz is talking like a karam de lekech, where you can blame it on the lekech. That's how Reish Chani learns the Mishnah. And this is not like a Rechir by Yosef. A plig of the Rechir by Yosef. Don't Rechir by Yosef, chamra mazle the mori garam. If wine turns to chayimitz, it's not the fault of the Meicher ever, unless it's Yedua. If someone is a balgaiva, even his wine is rebels. Even his wine will go bad if he is a balgaiva. And like Rashbam explains that it's a midah k'neged midah. He is megis daik to govshein boy. He's like a big shop for something he doesn't have. So the winer says, okay, I'm going to turn to something else also. I claim I'm wine, but really chaymetz. And that's the pshat in the midah k'neged midah. But in any case, he argues. Therefore, according to Chiba Yosef, even if it's the kakanim, the meicher says it's your fault, it's your mazel, and that's the machlokes over here. If you could claim it's the buyer's mazel, Rav Yosef in the hold, the only time he claimed that he puts into his jugs. But according to Rav Chiba Yosef, even the meicher's jugs, he could claim it's the fault of the lekech. That's the machlokes. Omer Rav Mori, hi man, the yohir afilo inchi beisel emekabel, a person who is a balgaiva, even his wife can't handle him. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Gever The pasuk says, "Gever yahir v'lo yimve," and we darsh yimve loshen of a house. Benavishloi, even in his own house, mayvlo yimve. Benavishloi, even in his own house, they can't handle him. Any person who's not a Talmud Chacham and he wears a frack of a Talmud Chacham, a talis Talmud Chacham, which means it's very long, it covers all his whole shirt. He wears lang. We don't allow him in the mechitz of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ksiv hakoloi v'lo yimve. V'ksiv hasam el nevei kachecha. A lashon of nevei kachecha, which means into the mechitz is also again kamida gnegamida. He took something that wasn't his. He made himself a talmud chacham. He wasn't a talmud chacham. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not let him into the mechitz either. He's an impostor. We don't let him into the mechitz. Amar Rava. Hayman is oven lechavita techam v'lechem v'na. Adaita l'savuye. So l'savuye means to sell it slowly. It's a lashon of zel v'savei. So this guy, he basically gives it to the chemvni on consignment. He gives him this barrel of wine, and he says, "You don't pay me right now. When you sell it out, you pay me for the barrel, and plus a little bit. You pay for the barrel, and you can get the profit. And therefore, it's a great deal." And what happened was that halfway or a third of the way through, v'takif apalgoi atilsa, halfway through, it got spoiled, it turned into vinegar. Either halfway through the barrel or third through the barrel. So dinahu, the makabel lo minei. The loch is, the moicher is at fault. The moicher is at fault here because the maisa, the sale is not consummated until you finish selling it. Until you finish selling the store. Because he said, you only have to pay after you finish selling the whole thing. Therefore, it's not consummated until then. Now, Tosfos already doesn't like Rashi. He says, Lashon Zavin Mashma, he bought it actually. And Fida Rashbam Shat, he never bought it. He only the sale only finishes at the end. And therefore, Tosfos learns a little different. He says, you sold it in Mechagomer, but the Kataina was a Daita Dahachi. I have a store. I'm selling it in order to sell it over the year. So therefore, it has to be good. Now this din that the Meicher is responsible is limited. If you didn't make another spout, I was showing you barrels, they put another spout into this barrel, loy. It's very possible it went bad because you let more air into it by making another spout. So again, we're saying this whole din that the Meicher is responsible is only if the Lekech wasn't Peshaya. If he was Peshaya, then not. Loy Amar and Loy Mata Yom Deshuka. And also, we said only if there was no big Yom Deshuka, but if it was Yom Deshuka and he didn't bring it, Loy Mata Yom Deshuka, loy. This whole halacha, the lekeach is responsible. The mekemeich is responsible is only if the lekeach, the chemini, didn't miss a major selling day. But let's say there was a day that he could have sold a whole wine out on that day, and he slept around. He didn't bring it that day to the market. Then the mekemeich is not responsible because again, you could have sold that day. This whole halacha, the mekemeich is responsible is only if the lekeach was not peisheya. The two psias the Gemara gives example is either adding on an extra spout or if he missed the market day. Another halacha, v'amar Rava. Haima the kabel chamra adaita the matle the parvasa the vulsfat or zulsfat. It's a place. Basically like this. Kabbalah's chamra means it's an iska, which means they each take half the responsibility and they get half the profits. That was the deal. So the meicher gave which we'll call him the vester, gave the managing partner a barrel of wine. You sell it and we split the profits. And we split also the responsibility on it. The thing is, that the investor said, I want you to bring it to Manhattan. I want you to sell it there. That's what's very expensive. The Vulsfat was a place that's very expensive. I want you to bring it there. And Lemaisa, what happened was, by the Mati Hassam, the time he brought it there, Zol, the price went down. Now, if he would have sold it right away, he would have made the money. But Lemaisa, because he waited till he got there, till we'll call it Manhattan, just easier, then until he got there, it went down in price. So really, it's the fault of the investor, the Meicher. We'll call him the Meicher. The Meicher has to mekabel it. And the Rashbam speaks out, if the thing got stolen on the way to Manhattan, of course they both split in the loss, because again, it's a regular case of iska. But klape, this loss of the price going down is the fault of the investor, because he's the one that said, you got to bring it to that place. If it turns to vinegar, what's the halacha? So what's the shayla? On one hand, you told me to bring it there, and so it's a stickle yours until it gets there. So maybe you're responsible if it turns into vinegar. On the other hand, it's I'm a stickle owner over here, so it's my mazel also. So my amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, avalu havachala my amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi ki haven be Rav Kahana amalon chala loy. that if he's not mekabel, the Baal HaYayin is not mekabel to all the hefsid of the vinegar, even though it's ki'ilu yisela mikvah dami, because here I told you to bring it there, but still, even when I say that, we learned the Mishnah, that even when you say that, according to the Mandi Omar, Rav Chia Bar Yosef, even when you say the mikvah, and even when kekanam de moicher, the halach is, you could blame it on the lekech. Why? Because his mazel was going. And here, the managing partner is also one of the owners here. So it's his mazel as well. Therefore, they split the loss in the challah, even though, really, I sell a mikvah and all these things, still, it's like that man, the yama. With the loiker, Reis Rechanino says, that calls man, it's kekarim de moicher, you can blame on the moicher if you say the mikvah. Not like that man, the yama. Going to man, the yama says, the mazel gerim. It's also chala, also the, we'll call him the meicher, the Baal HaYayin. He is mekabel all the laws of chaymetz. Kemayin, Kerbeis Bechirino says that we blame it on the meicher, not the lekech. Those are the mazal gairim. As long as it's the kakanim of the meicher, we say it was faulty wine. But the meister, as Bam says, we don't pass Kerbeis Bechirino. We don't pass the Rishbam. Why? What's the reason? Because we had Shmuel before. And according to Rashbam, Shmuel before holds of this idea of mazal gairim. And since Shmuel and Rav Chia Bar Yosef hold like that, we pass in that way, that it's the mazel of the current owner, Goyim, and here it's where it's a shutvis, they're both responsible to take the loss in the chaymetz. It's in the Mishnah, the Yosef Mishnah Stakot, and Moyushin is from 2 years ago, which means when 2024, from 2022, so you have 2022, 23, and 24, but you're still in the middle of 24. So Mara says, Tana, you have to let the wine age until Sukkot. That means if you bought it at Pesach time and it turned to Chaim Shavuot, it's a problem. Because Meyushin has to be something that can last 3 full years. That's be last 3 full years. And since you got it from 2 years ago, really, so it has to be 3 full years. It has to last until Sukkot in order to be called Meyushin. If not, it'll be a Mekach Tois.